And right now, it's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Still fighting it, or did you beat the flu?
I'm doing better. It's not totally gone, though.
All right. Well, you're fighting it. You're putting up the good fight.
So far, I'm winning.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Winning's good.
Winning is good. All right. Speaking about winning, I have no idea where to go in sports because, like I said, I went to bed early last night. So anything exciting? There's not much going on, is there?
One of your favorite teams just made a big trade.
Oh, that is different. That's in. Are you talking about the football trade?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is an interesting story.
I don't make any heads or tails out of it.
I don't know how it works out, but I know that the Chiefs traded Alex Smith to the Redskins, and that means the Redskins quarterback is going to be going someplace.
Might be going to your team.
You think so?
Well, if Manning walks, he's probably the highest viable candidate for the job. You're not going to go with a rookie. You're going to go with somebody with some experience. And
now I was thinking that the Giants would sign Cousins as the heir apparent to it, and that way they
can't. He can't. He makes too much money. He makes something like $6 million a year or something.
Now, anyways, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes. Maybe the Jets.
Yeah.
Maybe the Jets.
Maybe the Jets. Who knows? But he'll definitely go somewhere because quarterbacks are at a premium. But I don't see how Alex Smith is that much better than Kirk Cousins. I really don't. How many playoff games has Alex Smith won?
None. Yeah.
He's been on the backside of a few big collapses. I think the biggest game Alex Smith won was probably like 7 or 8 years ago when the 49ers beat the Saints in San Francisco and they were underdogs. I think that's the biggest, it might be the only playoff game he ever won. So that's a head scratcher to me.
All right, where else do you
want? Ronda Rousey's going to play for Kansas City now. Who knows?
That's right. Oh, gosh. All right. Now, so where else are we going in sports?
Hockey started up last night. The Devils beat the lowly Buffalo Sabres 3-1. So a good win for the Devils. Any win's a good win for the Devils of late. And the Islanders continue their slide. They got smacked by Florida last night 4-1. So this year, the Islanders, they may be sellers in the market when they come up for the end of the season trade deadline. They may be sellers. And it's going to be interesting to see what the Rangers do. They're still on extended hiatus. Thank you, NHL. They don't play till tomorrow night when Toronto comes to town. But the Rangers also, they're in a position where they're not doing so well. Are they going to be buyers or are they going to be sellers? The Rangers have been buyers forever. It might be close to time to pull the plug on this team. They have just as many points as the Islanders. They both have 55 points. They're in contention for a playoff spot, but then again, in hockey, pretty much everybody's in contention for a playoff spot. But I don't see any as good as the three teams were playing a couple weeks ago. It's as bad as they're playing now, and I really don't see any room for hope.
All right, there's a ranking out for the top 50 Super Bowls because, of course, we've played 50 Super Bowls. The Patriots are in the top three. Super Bowl.
That's a popularity contest. I mean, that's all it is. I mean,
yeah, well, there's
the Super Bowl probably for the first 20, 25 years was stinkers.
Yeah.
Since then, they've been pretty competitive games. There have been some good ones. To say which one is better than the other, I mean, I don't know. You know, if you're a 49er fan, the one when they beat the Bengals is probably the favorite, or the one when they smashed the Broncos. If you're a Giant fan, the one they beat the Buffalo Bills is going to be your favorite. It all depends who you root for. I mean,
if you're a Giant fan, your favorite Super Bowl wins are against the Patriots.
Your favorite Super Bowl wins against Buffalo because it's a game you should have lost.
No, but they should have lost both games against the Patriots too.
Well, the games didn't play out that way. As the games played out against the Patriots, they should have beat the Patriots. But the game against Buffalo, they definitely shouldn't have won because Buffalo only had the ball in the game for like 18 minutes, and every time they had the ball, they scored. So it was the Giants' offense staying on the field, denying the Bills the ball, because if the Bills get the ball one more time, they lose. So they only lost because the guy shanked the field goal. So that was probably, I would think, if I'm a Giant fan, their biggest Super Bowl win. The others, you were expected to lose to the Patriots, but you dominated the game. You shouldn't have lost.
All right, so now they rank it this way, the Patriots versus the Seahawks as number one.
How do Seahawks fans feel about that?
Probably not too good. Number two, the Giants versus the Patriots with the catch. And number three is New England versus Atlanta, 34-28. I don't think that belongs there. Number four is a game that I think could go to number three, and that is when the Steelers beat the Cowboys, 35-31. And number five, they've got down here, the Giants beating the Bills, 20-19.
So Montana's march with less than 2 minutes when he went 90-something yards against the Bengals isn't there.
That's next.
I guess because San Francisco and Cincinnati's not New York.
That's next, Super Bowl next. Six. So that should supplant that goofy game.
How many other Super Bowls were decided with a game-winning drive with less than 2 minutes?
Yeah, not many.
Yeah,
not
well,
many.
Like I said, it's subjective. It's how you think. That makes it. It's who's questioned who's make it. If that telephone call is made in New York, well, there's going to be a lot of Giant ones. If that telephone call is made in Chicago, it's the 85 Bears Super Bowl. So it's a lot of baloney is all it is. It's just the NFL making some more hay with the media where people can get out there and argue about it.
All right. Anything else we can argue about?
No, we can't argue about much except that New York sports is pretty bad.
Oh. A disastrous on all levels.
And I love, like, these blogs coming out about the Yankees of how great they are. They haven't played a game yet. They say how Aaron Judge is the greatest baseball player. And this is the one that gets me. One of the best clutch hitters in baseball. Ooh, excuse me? I don't see it. As a former pitcher, there's a heck of a lot more people that I'd sooner not face than Aaron Judge. Because for the one time that he's going to hit a 670-foot home run off you, he's going to sit down 52 times. I like my odds against Aaron Judge. Because the one time he's going to beat you, he's going to fail a half a hundred. There's a lot of other players in Major League Baseball that are more clutch than him, and I am not disrespecting Aaron Judge in any way, because the media is trying to make him something he's not. I wish they'd just leave the kid alone and let him play.
Let him grow into his greatness.
Becomes great. Lot of tremendous rookie of the years.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, Mike. You got
fizzled out. Let the kid play.
Let the kid play, and if he becomes great, let him grow into his greatness. Don't anoint somebody great. Let them grow into it and become great.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The media immediately anoints people, especially young kids, puts a lot of pressure on them, and they fizzle out and they go away. If someone's going to be great, let them become great. Let them do it over 2-3 years in the beginning of their career, and then you know you have a great player.
Guy's played 1 year. Yeah. All of a sudden, he's Babe Ruth. Give me a break.